Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yannis, and we're all the way out here in the Big Island of Hawaii, and I'm with a very, very good friend, Mr. Gary Jenko. How are you, sir?
Good to see you, David.
This guy is crazy.
Good for you to be in Hawaii.
You know, I always used to think I was the only crazy person out there, but then I ran into this guy. He's a bit more crazier than me. So
Jesus is the wildest.
So we're excited to be here, excited to be just seeing the things. And right now, guess what? The world is going through a global pandemic, and that's amazing. People are like, are you going to cancel your ship? Should you still be going? Hey, God is with me. He travels with me. He travels before me. He's behind me. I'm not worried and stuff, but I know that we're here seeing some things happen, miracles. God's still moving. Amen.
Amen.
God's still moving. Tell us a little bit about what's been going on the island since this whole craziness started.
Fear. So many people are living in fear and not faith. This is what the church is for, to combat fear, for people to get faith and to give faith without measure. You will never operate in the supernatural without faith, and especially faith without measure. So fear is dominant here in Hawaii.
You know, when I came in, I showed you some of those pictures from LAX and showing one of the busiest airports in the world. Spring break, middle of the week, middle of the afternoon, we're changing planes, me and my wife, to get to the next one to get out here to Hawaii. And there's nobody in security.
Nobody.
Not one person in security. Only the security people. But this is United's main terminal in Los Angeles. But that's what fear does. Fear will get into a person's life. And if you feed fear, you'll get what fear has. Now, if you feed faith, you speak the things of faith, the words of faith.
Amen.
Then things are going to change in your life.
Amen.
I mean, how many people here ran into the Costco's and took all the toilet paper?
Oh, my God. They were loading toilet paper. They had it in the trunks. Trunks were tied down. They had it in the roofs. They were holding it in their bodies. Like, toilet paper will never get you to heaven.
Oh, my goodness. I was telling my wife that they're going to do a wellness check. Watch. When all this is over, they're going to find toilet paper in houses, but they're going to find bodies beside it because they forgot to buy food.
Exactly. And, you know, toilet paper is really hard to eat, especially the scented type.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, though. Tell the people about faith. What do they need to believe in? And right now, there's a pandemic, but tell them about faith.
Faith is a substance that goes out and accomplishes what it needs to go out and do. Faith is a spirit coming from God. Faith without measure means there's no measure to your faith. And that is one of the most remarkable gifts to have, especially in these revelatory times in the book of Revelations. So in these end times, we're seeing the beginning of sorrows. But in the beginning of sorrows, people need to repent. And people need to have faith without measure. So that way, anything that you see in the natural is not greater than the faith in the supernatural that you're living in.
Absolutely. Right now, the time to step into your faith. Like I tell everybody, don't drink the Kool-Aid.
No.
Don't believe what you're hearing. Don't believe what your neighbors are saying. Believe what the Word of God says.
Absolutely.
And the Word of God tells us that He is our healer. He is our provider. He will guide us. He's our good shepherd. So we got to understand that God has a bigger plan, and every great revival starts off like this.
Amen.
I mean, we see every time there was a revival, it was after war, during a recession, during, the Great Depression? All these great revivals came out, and the world has been ripe. It's been ripe for God to do something. I think right now, with all these countries shutting down their borders, there's never been like this in the world.
The harvest is very ripe. In Exodus 13 and 14, when the Lord, as God spoke, and they marked the doorposts of the houses with the blood, and now we're in the New Testament, and He's saying, I will mark your heart with the blood. That is the doorpost of the heart of the circumcision of the blood of Christ. He knows where all His blood is. Wherever His blood went out, He knows where that blood is. And that blood carries faith, it carries salvation, it carries everything that you need to get through these end times in this revelation right now.
Oh, amen. So tell me some of the things the Lord may have been talking to you about. I know you're a man that God's always talking to, and you're always talking to God. Just some of the things, if you don't mind sharing, that personally what you're seeing and what you're feeling from the Lord about this whole thing.
Well,
I know a lot of pastors have come out with something.
It's written about the Laodicean church and the apostate church. And, you know, we need the apostles, too, to step up and take their firm position, because they were the sent ones. to take the firm position in the nations of the entire world. We need the prophets to step up alongside of the apostles, because without the apostles and the prophets doing what needs to be done, what good is it for the evangelist to evangelize, to bring in to the remnant church, to prepare for revival in the land? Folks, you are going to see the greatest revival that man has ever, ever seen since the revival at the cross of Calvary in the book of Acts.
So right now, it's not a time to fear, but it's a time to be kind to your neighbor, amen?
Amen.
If you have extra, share it with them.
Yes.
You know, God will provide, God will bring forth, and you don't have to worry about if you're going to catch the crumb. Don't give it any more fuel. Don't give it any more traction. The more people that are worried about, they're gonna capture it. It's gonna happen.
Absolutely, fear is one of the spirits that fuels the devil the most. Fear is what will spread this virus, spread the disease, and faith will see you through. Faith will prevail.
Faith is what God has given us. Faith is what we need to take forward. And one thing I tell everybody to do is just pray.
Amen.
Pray. If you haven't prayed, this is what's going to sift the church.
The
ones that are strong are going to rise to the top.
Prayer and fasting. Unity in the body of Christ in prayer and fasting.
There's one thing that I know for sure is that if we seek God, He will, and call unto Him,
yes,
that He will answer us and show us great and mighty things that we know it's not. And we got to believe that. Amen?
Amen.
And we're going to come right back in just a minute. And my guest right here is going to be right with me. We're going to try and finish this out in just a few minutes. God bless you. We'll be right back after the break. Hi, this is David Yanis, and I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I want to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships, and both men and women have been so blessed with it, has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148, for $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call, or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Hi, this is David Gannis. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website, find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me, I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you.
Jesus, be Lord of my life. For we for we are washed in the blood of the Lamb. For here we stand in the presence of your glory. We've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Our Hakuonamu. Our Hakuonamu.
Aloha, my name is Yuki, and Dr. Yanez, last time when he was here, prayed for me, and now I have a testimony, God's miracle. I had psoriasis really bad on my hands, and I was kind of self-conscious about it, you know, and I thought, oh, I'm trying to always hide my hands, but as you can see, God healed me. My skin is all back to normal, and so I want to give him praise and glory.
And you were called to the front to help pray for the people, right?
Yes, I was called to the front to pray for the people so that on ladies, I would put my hand on, you know, wherever Dr. Yanez wanted me to put, and then he'll put his hand over my hand. And even at that time, I was kind of self-conscious. Oh, I wonder if they can notice my redness and all the, you know, flaky skin. But as you can see, the Lord healed me completely. And this is something, it's psoriasis, called psoriasis. And doctors told me that there is no cure. But as you can see, Jesus healed me. There's nothing that he can't cure.
Amen.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Lonnie, and I have big blank spots in my memory, and I asked David to heal me, my memory, and it didn't happen right away. It happened slowly over time, but I couldn't read books before. I would start to read, and then I wouldn't remember anything, and I'd have to go back and read it again, and I still wouldn't remember anything. But when he healed me, it slowly came back, and now I read books. I go to college, and I read 300-page books.
Amen. So Jesus healed you. Amen. Say, Jesus healed me.
Jesus healed me.
Amen.
My name is Ed Obedam. I live in Honolulu, Hawaii, Big Island. Seen David last year in December, I believe it was, both at the South Carolina community and up in Waimea. I've been suffering with multiple sclerosis since 1999. As of January this year, I'm in remission. That's just phenomenal because my mom died of this disease a year ago, October. So, and I have a younger brother who's 13 years younger than me, also has it in a wheelchair. So, that's not what's supposed to happen. And as I've seen David in December of last year, and in January, there late December, January, I went to see my doctor, who's a 3-star general and a neurologist, the head of research and development for the entire Pacific Rim, and so gave him the testimony of my foot that I could feel it after 19 years of not being able to feel it, and he cannot explain medically why I can.
And you had a stroke?
I had a stroke in 1999.
God is good.
When I was young, about 20 years old, I had an industrial accident. I got pulled up in the machine, my arm broke, and ever since that, my arm would stay like this, relaxed. But tonight, I feel like I feel the arm just hanging down.
Yeah.
And the wrist has full movement.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
My hip to it. Full movement.
Amen.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanez. I'm here with Brother Gary, and we have been talking about some crazy stuff, but I asked him during the break to share with us about Hawaii, because Hawaii is a whole different place. I'm telling you, I've prayed and I've cast out demons in South Africa. I've cast them out in Africa. I've cast them out in India. Mexico is the only thing I think that rivals about casting out devils here. Mm-hmm. So I just want you to expand a little bit about the history or whatever you would think you want to tell about just what's going on here and how you have to be spiritually strong, but also very in touch with God.
Absolutely. Yeah, here in Hawaii, in the islands, particularly in Molokai. Molokai is a small independent island in the chain that is where a lot of the pagan rituals go on. The principalities and rulers in darkness in high places are so powerful out here that the people come from all parts of the world to harness the demonic realm so they can go back and exhort the extreme power within the demonic realm. They also come to this island. It's one of the major islands where the demonic realm is so strong, particularly in the volcano area of this island, which is the south area, which many people know it got totally destroyed during the volcano. Now, when that volcano went off, that was hell expanding herself. She was actually expanding herself. 2 weeks before that happened, I was down there with a friend of mine who is what's called a seer prophet. And we were down there in prayer for hours. And we could literally see in the supernatural that this volcano turned into the mouth of a beast. And the angels was throwing these scrolls into the mouth of this thing. And it was choking, like it was choking, trying to spit them out. It was actually God coming with his word coming in. And as this thing choked, now when we had stopped and we walked back, I had diamond dust all around my vehicle. And the Japanese were getting off the buses saying, take picture, please take picture. And they were taking pictures of all these diamonds and diamond dust around my truck. It's so supernatural that the signs and wonders of God is so complete over here of what he does and how he manifests himself in such power and glory to come against the enemy in a way that he needs to.
And we are on the big island.
Yes, mm-hmm. In Kona, Hawaii.
And tell them why that volcano is so important to those that worship the devil.
Because Pele is the goddess of fire of the volcano. And Madam Pele, okay, here you have what's called the Amakua of the Hawaiian Islands. This is going all the way back to even the bloodshed that is different places in the land. We have what's called heiaus, which are burial grounds, which I know people that have went there and slept there, young ones by accident, and wake up so demonically possessed. We've had to find people that have ventured off that have come from the mainland on his honeymoon in Molokai, and he came down next to an area where the hunters don't even go, where deer are. When you shoot a deer, it turns brown to black and the eyes red like fire and the bullets just ricochet off the body like it's a steel deer. It's a lot of shape-shifting and things in the demonic realm. We've seen many, many things over here in the supernatural. You must be girded up over here to do that type of work in the ministry, particularly in the deliverance ministry. And we must be careful not to deliver these ones that are these, what I call descended masters. In New Age, they call them the ascended masters. I call them the descended masters of the gurus, because we have many, many gurus that come over here. So everything in the unity of Christ that is trying to come together to battle this, so we can take these islands into the revival before the rapture, right now is the great harvest.
Mm. Tell us about your pastor that passed last year.
My pastor that passed last year, he was a cross between Smith Wigglesworth and Catherine Coleman. A lot of times he operated in what's called the anointing of faith and like Wigglesworth. We saw many deaths. We've seen people raised from the dead, appendages, crippling, you know, straightening out, many cancer, stage 4 cancer healings. He was just an awesome man of God. I was privileged to be under him and be under the supernatural. When we go into houses, everything is levitating in the air. Sometimes people are chained to the floor. The demons are opening and closing the refrigerators. They have literally taken over the whole house. When you go in, they've taken over the whole house. Unfortunately, women being raped by demons. I get pictures of demons. You can get pictures of them standing there. Mm. So this is the demonic realm that we're dealing with here right now. Mm. But we're driving them out of town.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely. I know I've had a few incidents myself with some of these things and I can tell you that I tried to cast out a demon at one of the churches in Waimea. But it was a little young girl, and nothing was working. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm praying, and everybody's falling out of the spirit around her, helping me pray.
Right,
So the pastor Sione's like, "You go ahead and keep praying for the sick, and I'm going to handle this." And he handled it, and he just instantly, when he talked, it just went over it. I mean, that just the regional demons that are just so strong.
Yeah,
and so I know that casting them out here is a lot different than around the world. But back to the pandemic that everyone's going crazy about. What gifts are going to be really operating right now?
Well, you know, the main gift you got to have, I mean, to operate in anything is the gift of faith and also the gift of, you know, discerning of the spirits. You must discern in these end times. If you can't discern through the spirit of discernment, you will be deceived. And if you deceive, the enemy has got you. He'll run right over you.
Mm. So I'm going to tell everyone that's watching right now that there's many, many things that you could be doing.
Right.
The best thing you'd be doing right now is praying, not only for your needs, but praying for people around the world, interceding. This is your time that they're telling you to be locked in and stay away from everybody else. Well, make this your prayer closet. Make this your prayer time. Spend time with your family, yes, but get in front of God. You've always had excuses that you cannot get in front of God. You've always had excuses where I don't have enough time to read my word. Well, guess what? You got the time. You got the time to pray. So I challenge everyone right now that's watching to pray.
Yes, please pray constantly.
And we're going to believe God to do some great things. I'm going to ask Pastor Gary to finish this off with a prayer for you that are watching right now.
Do they want to see a demon?
Oh, no, it's okay. I got that same picture.
You got the picture?
Yeah, I'll show it to
you. And I got other ones. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for the Yanez ministry. We thank you for our brother here. Lord, we just thank you for each man and woman of God that is taking it, the gospel, to the nations of the world. The greatest gift of all is salvation. Without salvation, you're not getting in heaven. Father, we just ask that you infill each one that's watching this video with your Holy Spirit, that they will be speaking in other tongues, that they will get the gifts of Corinthians 12, that the best gift needed is the gift that is needed at that particular time. Mm-hmm. And that gift would be an operation for humanity. So, Lord, I ask you just to touch their hearts. Make everyone a revivalist. Get them ready for revival. For this end time revival is coming now. It's happening right now. It's in motion. In the mighty name of Jesus, I plead your blood, your word, your cross, everything you gave and died for, into their salvation, the harvest, the revival, everything, the gifts in operation. Lord, bring about your fivefold ministry in every church for direction. Plow that ground. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother, for being a part of the show.
Thank you, my brother. It's good to see you.
Good to see you. And we'll be back with another great episode. God bless you.
Hi, this is David Gannis. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website. Find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me, I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you. Hi, this is David Yanis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation of miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it that it's touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148.